Welcome back to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com. I'm Marie Jackson, your host. My guest today is Dr. Kathy Milano, and we're talking about the sacred relationship we have with ourselves. You can text me at 215-470-1288 with your questions or comments. And before we went to break, Kathy started us on this heart breathing. Can you pick up where we left off, Kathy? That was very helpful.
Absolutely. So we've talked in the first half about why we feel such difficulty, such resistance to self-acceptance or self-love, and that it's a shared experience. And so now we will just do a series of practices that you can come into at whatever level of comfort you would like to. And so the heart breathing, which involves this touch and breathe method that Dr. Diebold created in the energy psychology, the heart-assisted therapy, is just placing both hands on your heart center, which is right in the center of your chest. And you're breathing. And so the first practice is just a series of breathing and switching your palms, placing one on top of the other, that is very mindful, very slow, and it helps to move our energy system into a more effective and efficient manner of functioning, and also works to help our heart system come into coherence, affecting, harmonizing all of the structures electrically, physically, electromagnetically, and chemically in our body. And this is a beautiful practice, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, or before any time that you're going into something important, or even are right in the middle of something and you need to come into a greater sense of harmony. And then we'll build on this practice. And all we're doing here is just settling in together and breathing. And we can bring awareness to the breath. There's no particular way to breathe. This beautiful body and this breath system has been breathing every moment of your life. And simply beginning to notice the rise and fall of the body and the gentle resting of the hands on the heart, we become aware that we have this amazing physical heart, which is a beautiful regulator of all of these systems in our body. It communicates our state, whether we are stressed and incoherent, or whether we are calm and coherent, integrating all of the information coming through the energetic pathways, through our hands, through our heart center. This beautiful heart is the host of so much information and facilitates, when it's in a coherent state, a beautiful flow of energy. And so we simply place the other hand on top now and continue breathing. We may take a moment to notice our breath, and we may be curious and wish to breathe a little deeper, a little slower, or to remain with the rhythm that we have. And aware, too, that our hands are resting on a beautiful heart chakra, this energy center that is the way into the great mystery. Again, an integrator and communicator of all the chakras below and above, large and small within the body. This complex interplay of energy and physicality is occurring each moment of our lives. And we just pause here for a moment and we breathe. And then we flip our hands, placing the bottom hand on top one more time. And all of this time that I've been speaking, really the information is not so important. That's for the mind. But what we've been doing is simply attending to ourselves, gently resting our hands upon our heart in a beautiful act of acceptance and affection, and this desire to be calm, to be harmonized, to be present to ourselves. And it's possible, with more time, after spending three or more breaths, flipping the hands, three or more breaths, flipping the hands, three or more breaths, just attuning to the heart center, aware of the breath, aware of this magnificent body. Nothing particular that you have to do except to breathe. And then you could spend some time deeply resting in a memory or the imagination of a beautiful place that brings you pleasure. Maybe your favorite place in nature. Maybe a gorgeous scene that you've seen in a picture that you would like to visit. Maybe in the safety of your favorite room in your home. But to find something very positive that doesn't have the potential to trigger sadness, regret, or longing. Just really coming into a place where you can hold an image or a memory or an idea of something happy, peaceful, calming, beautiful. And spend time with it while you heart breathe. And this helps the heart system move into coherence, which helps the body system move into coherence, which is a very essential way to train the system to be calm enough, to step back and be aware enough, to open to this idea of self-acceptance, to witness the self-critical voice, whether it's mild or severe, whether it's quiet or very active, but to witness it from a container of spaciousness, where things can arise and things can move. Criticisms and thoughts can arise and then they will leave. Tension in the body will be noticed and then the noticing moves on. And that's just a very simple practice of heart breathing that you can do at any time during the day, whenever you have a moment. And initially you close your eyes and your hands are on your heart and moving. But with enough practice, you can do it with your eyes open, with your hands down, and just imagining that your hands are crossed and breathing. And it works to really harmonize, calm the system, and to communicate that you are here, present to yourself, and willing to witness what arises and what falls, without getting too involved with the story of the body, of the thoughts, of the emotions, of the situation.
That's very helpful, Kathy. It takes us through something that's really concrete that we can do and set time aside for and watch for. And it's a practice that helps us to prepare ourselves so that we don't find ourselves suddenly in some kind of a skid emotionally or with a relationship or with some kind of time pressure. And we begin to develop a sense of, I can handle this, whatever it is that we're going into.
Well, I think you say something very important, really two things. One is that the practice helps us. Not only does it change our state, so it's very helpful for calming in the moment, but it's also a practice that wants to prepare not only for a change in state, but for such a familiarity in state that we are really relearning or rewiring our brain, our beautiful changing brain, the neuroplasticity, the capacity to change our brain, to change our typical heart rhythm. If we're typically dysregulated, can we begin by moving into a different state? But eventually, can we create new habits, chemical habits, physical habits, thought habits, emotional habits? And this very simple practice can also be linked with meditation, contemplation, prayer, can be before your walk in nature, can be done while you're watching your dog play, can be done hands-free while you're cooking dinner. Again, the practicing of harmonizing the system so that when the skid, as you call it, happens, and it will, because life is challenging. And we want to be able to not only drop into a familiar harmonized state, but we want to come from that or catch ourselves when we're dysregulated and bring ourselves back quickly with 9 breaths, you know, with more breaths, with a long moment, with a short moment, to a place where we can witness what's happening without getting caught within it and having it define us. That takes a lot of practice. We've had a lot of years on this planet getting caught up in our own thoughts, our own self-judgments, our own reactivity.
Can you give us some guidance, Kathy, about after the fact? What I'm thinking of is this is a good practice for keeping us in a place of gentleness and calm and balance as we go into something. But I'm wondering how this practice could work for us after something that we either didn't handle well or a sense of regret about something that happened a long time ago, that we don't have any control over this, I did my best. Sometimes in retrospect, I need more calming than I do in preparation.
Absolutely. It's a great point. So let's move into our second practice. And what we really want to do is to help our system kind of work with the retraining of our nervous system, of all of our habits. So in energy psychology, when we stimulate the energy points, so we have very meridian-rich hands, and we have these, you know, various acupuncture points in our hands, and our heart is a, you know, a great regulator. Meridians are moving through our hearts. So when we're stimulating our energy points here by placing our hands on our heart, and we mentally are activating, you know, a problem or reviewing something or lost in our own self-recrimination, and we pair it with a positive affirmation, which the one that we'll use is, I deeply love and accept myself.
I deeply love and accept myself, I say. Okay.
And that pairing, right, thinking about wherever our mind is going, placing our hands, stimulating these energy points in our heart, and that positive stem, that affirmation, seems to counteract the brain's threat response. And so it changes neurological, chemical, you know, underpinnings, the biochemical underpinnings of what holds us there. And it activates an energetic field that's more coherent, and then the related biochemical processes that help us come into that ability to be calm and to witness. And so I want to just share another sentence, another practice. We do it, you do it right after your 9 heart breaths. You take 3 breaths, flip, take 3 breaths, flip your hands and take 3 heart breaths, and then you're already here. And you can say, Marie, you could repeat after me, I deeply love and accept myself with all of my strengths and vulnerabilities.
I deeply love and accept myself with all of my strengths and vulnerabilities.
And we take a breath. And then flipping our hands, placing the other palm on top. And again, we breathe, taking our time. I deeply love and accept myself with all of my strengths and vulnerabilities.
I deeply love and accept myself with all of my strengths and vulnerabilities.
And we breathe. And flipping our hands one more time. Take a breath. And then we say for the third time, I deeply love and accept myself with all of my strengths and vulnerabilities.
I deeply love and accept myself with all of my strengths and vulnerabilities.
And this seems to attend to any subconscious or any unconscious resistance to change, right? And it helps release the interference that keeps us lost in that rumination. So we may come into, you know, we're talking about self-compassion, self-love, self-acceptance, and we may, as I sat with someone the other day who had an exchange with someone she cares very deeply about and really is beating herself up over it because she just blew it in her mind and was just awful. And so coming back where we sit with that is we may say with that same stem, and you don't have to repeat this, but it's the same process of the breath, statement, breath, flip your hands, breath, statement, breath, flip your hands. breath, statement, breath. And so we may just be here saying, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I absolutely blew it the other night with her. Nice deep breath. Flipping her hands, breathing again. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I absolutely blew it the other night with her. Breathing, flipping her hands, breathing again. Not rushing. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I absolutely blew it the other night with her. Right? Even though I handled that so poorly, even though all of my practice for kindness or compassion or acceptance flew out the window, even though I really hate myself right now, even though I've created a world of hurt in someone else, even though I can't sleep, I'm so bothered, even though, right? Even if she is not talking to me anymore, even if I can't find my way out of my self-hatred. And so we can treat ourselves, even though I can hardly be kind to myself, even though I can hardly sit with my hands on my heart and say I love and accept myself. Right? And what I found is that many people, when they first hear it, have a hard time with saying I deeply love and accept myself. Mm-hmm. Yet in the past 6 years, working almost daily with people, what I found is that everyone in extreme hatred and activated traumatic response has this capacity to eventually say it, to think it, to whisper it through tears, to say it, and to begin after time to deepen into really beginning to let it infiltrate into feeling. And so I encourage people to stay with that phrase, but if it's too hard, then I kind of like myself. I'm willing to accept myself, even if I don't know how. I'm deeply willing to do this now, right? We soften, we use whatever words. And in the same practice of I deeply love and accept myself with all my strengths and vulnerabilities, what that is saying is I accept all of me. Everything's on the table. So if, Marie, you're having a hard time remembering something and you're beating yourself up about it, or you just are very hard on yourself for everything, you begin with whatever the first thought is. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I hate myself right now. And you breathe, you flip your hands, you breathe, you say it again, you breathe, you flip your hands, you breathe, you say it again, and then you pause. And another sentence will come up. And this is what Dr. Diebold calls awareness streaming. And then you put that sentence with the stem. And you continue. And you may notice, because energy is moving, our repressed material, our younger material, stuff that was too overwhelming to process, has the ability to come up. So it may come up with emotion, but you breathe and move your hands. It may feel tightness in the body. People may yawn, they move their body. It's just a process of moving. And I remind people to stay with the technique and to watch it, because it's just information.
As you're speaking here, and as I was flipping my hands, I felt myself getting very emotional. I did feel the energy moving.
Yeah.
I could see how this could be really very powerful if we practice it regularly, in preparation or in coming down from something.
It's a very beautiful tool, and, you know, I sit with people with, who are the courage, and it's time. The wisdom says it's time to really process deep trauma, very deep fear or grief or sadness or, you know, in these spaces. And there's times where it's very hard, and what I do is I encourage them to stay. I hold a space that allows everything. I can witness it. I can be there. I can be with them. I can meet them there. And in that strength, that open of spacious container, everything is okay. It's just information, and to let it move. But it's important also not to re-traumatize our system. Mm-hmm. So if we have a very sensitized amygdala, a very sensitized sympathetic nervous system, stress response system, we want to just do what we can. Again, be where we are, be very gentle, And if I can say a sentence, that's great. Sometimes the stomach is flip-flopping like crazy, and I have people place one hand on their stomach and one hand on their heart and flip that way. Sometimes it's just I can say one sentence and that's enough for me, or I need to open my eyes, or I have to be reminded to breathe. So, again, we're very gentle. The idea is that we're healing. We're allowing this stored energy, stored thoughts, stored, you know, unconscious material to simply move. And, you know, especially with great trauma, I mean, there's all different types of energy psychology and, you know, mindful contemplative practice in the mind-body traditions or in mind-body-focused psychotherapy to really find people that you could sit with and that have a lot of experience with this that could be guides for you. I have one other suggestion with the heart breathing, if we have time for it.
I think we have about 3 minutes left that we can do this.
That would do it.
Good.
So
perfect.
Whatever is a form of meditation or contemplation or just sitting and noticing, you can add the heart breathing. And I really recommend doing that because it's such a power tool.
Perfect.
But, you know, many know about the loving kindness meditation.
Yes.
And if we want to come in back to your question of seeing others' vulnerabilities or really wishing to be present, we need to be present ourselves first. So when we're heart breathing, we could also do something like focus on myself. So as I breathe with my hands on my heart, I say, may I be well, and I breathe. May I be happy, and I breathe. May I be free from self-judgment, and I breathe. May I be at peace, and I breathe. And then I flip my hands, and I focus on someone I care about. May Marie be well, and I breathe. May Marie be happy, and I breathe. May Marie be free from self-judgment, and I breathe. And may Marie be at peace, and I breathe. And then we can focus on someone who disturbs us, right? And then we can focus on all beings. And loving-kindness meditation, again, can be found anywhere. There are just so many resources. But to just hold your hands on your heart through each round, flipping between them, really engages this architecture, the energetics, and it helps from the harmonized heart to the harmonized system to engage the wisdom that's across mind, body, spirit, energy. And I'd encourage people to be curious, you know, like children, and play with heart breathing and use their own direct experience to see how it may enhance their lives or how it may be used.
Kathy, this has been a wonderful time with you, absolutely wonderful. I'm so glad that this was recorded. It's going to be on my website. We're going to upload it to your website so people can practice again, and they can maybe make some notes about how all of this works so that they can make it a regular practice in their daily healing. Thank you so, so much, Kathy. This has been great.
Oh, you're welcome, Marie. My pleasure.
My guest today has been Dr. Kathy Milano. Thank you so much for being with us, Kathy, and for giving us some real concrete ways to bring meaningful healing into our daily living. Please tell our listeners how they can reach you or learn more about the work you do.
That'd be great. You could just go to my website, which is Kathy with a K, Milano, like the cookie, kathymilano.com.
Thanks, Kath. You've been listening to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com with me, Marie Jackson, your host. I am a holistic mentor in the field of metaphysical spirituality. I help people to manage stress, achieve goals, and realize personal power in work, relationships, and family dynamics by staying connected in daily living to the spirit of who they are. My focus is intention and the law of attraction. I help people to develop or deepen spiritual practices that bring them to inner balance and peace. The foundation of my approach is the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra, The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer, and A Course in Miracles, which is an ongoing presentation of Timeshare. You can learn more about the work I do in the field of spiritually holistic living at mariejackson.net. And while you're there, you can hear past broadcasts of Timeshare by clicking on the radio page of the website. I welcome your suggestions for show topics or guests, so please write, text, or call me with your ideas. My guest next week, March 5, is regular first and third Thursday contributor holistic psychotherapist Douglas Economy with the 3rd of 3 parts of the process of forgiveness as taught in A Course in Miracles. I'm very happy to say Douglas's past broadcasts are now queued up every morning from 7 until 8 here on PANJRadio.com, so you can hear them in sequence. You can also go to my website, MarieJackson.net, to hear his past broadcasts. As we record more shows, they'll be added to the queue, so you can listen again and again to grow your understanding of this text that has been changing lives around the world. Thank you for sharing this time with us today. Join me every Thursday from noon until 1 as we explore the field of metaphysical spirituality. In the meantime, I wish you ease in living your wholeness.